back to Old Tricks, No Treats. Shoo-ba-da-ba-bum, shoo-da-ba-ba-bo. Hey-ho, shoo-da-ba-da-bo. That's not our intro, but I just felt alive.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, welcome back to another episode. We are excited to bring you some master advice on relationships. And
because we're the experts.
We are the experts.
Ooh, God help us
all.
We're
the real experts. We don't have that fake textbook, same answer for everyone. We have our own opinions.
We do?
So we're not experts.
No, we're not experts. Please
we're
don't.
We're opinioners. We have our opinions.
Yes.
And how we do things. But anyway, how have you been, Beth?
I've been good. I went out with my friends last night.
Ooh, girls' night.
Girls' night.
I let her go. She had asked for permission.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just kidding. I didn't let her. She could do whatever she wants. Uh-huh. She could do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But
I'm
yeah.
glad you went out. Yeah. I have to fucking break your arm for you to go out with your girlfriend.
I've said this before. It is hard for me to do things for myself.
Mommy's guilt.
Yeah.
Is that even real? Just kidding. I know it's real.
Yeah. Okay, relax.
Okay, sorry.
That's going to be an episode excited. Too, actually.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mommy's guilt is real.
No, I want to do a whole episode on guilt. Any kind of guilt.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Serious. Jesus.
See? Guilt gets us all.
Oh, what are you guilty about? What'd you guys do with your friends?
We went to LA. We were in Silver Lake on Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. With all the fancy, cool people.
Sunset Boulevard. Yeah, you see all the weirdo hipsters?
Yeah, it was Friday the 13th, so we were walking around in witch hats.
Should have got tattoos.
That's what I said.
Your friends want tattoos.
Yeah, but they don't want just flash.
I guess so. They're cheap, though.
No, I said I was in the car with my friends, Bri and Becca, and I was like, oh, it's Friday the 13th. People are having, like, flash sales. And they're like, flash sales on what? Like a mattress? Or and I had to explain what flash was.
There's some cool flash tattoos, yeah.
Friday the 13th ones. I saw
good
some
flash sheets.
I know, that's like a mouth, like
flash sheets.
I saw a cute one. It was like the little, you know, the plastic vampire teeth.
Uh huh. Those
really,
are dope.
I really like that
I
one.
I used to love having
I
those.
Do too. Oh man, Halloween was the time. Me and my cousin back in the day. Yeah, we used
now
to
it's all lame. People don't really like do shit.
No.
That's so whack.
I know, it's so sad, but we'll keep it alive.
Yeah.
Let's trick or treat together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we just walked around Silver Lake. We got we went to the Black Cat. We had some drinks and some apps.
Whoa.
And then we went and had massages, and I got
a happy ending?
A scalp massage.
Uh-huh.
With coconut oil.
Oh
man. What do you mean?
What else you did you? Or he?
She massaged. She told me I've got a lot of stress in my back and my neck. My neck. Are stressed out. Heart attack.
I knew you were going to bitch out on that thing. On that sentence.
My neck. My back. Lick my pussy.
You're fucking wild.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got a massage. How did it feel?
Oh, amazing.
Why are you rolling your eyes,
amazing.
You fuck?
It was so nice, yeah.
Anyway, happy birthday to Bri Brinkley. When's her birthday?
Happy birthday to Bri. No, it was yesterday, wasn't it? I don't know. Cut this part out. Okay.
Yeah, she actually bought us a few Bud Ices to have on our show.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
I hope you had a good one. But let's cheers to the episode.
Yes, let's.
Cheers.
We're back.
We're back on track. The most important thing.
Yeah.
We're trying to stay consistent. You know what they say in business, being consistent is a key. Oh, cheers.
Nice. Business owner.
A cold butt ice makes everything A-okay.
Especially because it's hot today. How's your week been?
Good. Boring. What did I do?
You went to so many Kings games. Have
oh,
you
yeah.
Not?
The Kings are in the playoffs. Okay, so right now we're pre-recording. The game is actually tonight, Game 7, so I'm not sure if they're going to win. This episode won't be released till next week.
Win.
I've been to 2 of the games this past week, and the series is tied 3-3. They could have won it game six at home and they lost. And I'm watching the game tonight, but I'm having so much stress and anxiety that I just want today to be over. I mean, win or lose, I fuck with the Kings. Champ's a little king, and ride or die, baby. You're still a young team. They have some good veterans on there, too, but...
Doughty.
The next... Doughty. Hit her up, baby. Give me it's some... give me some glass seats, you know? And then I'll approve.
Ew.
But anyway, yeah. I hope they win.
They better win.
They better win. I'm going to fucking cry. They're playing the Edmonton Oilers. They're in Canada today, so they have home field advantage, home court, home ice advantage.
Home crybaby advantage.
Yeah, they're fucking dirtiest players, crybabies. It's McDavid versus the Kings. McDavid is beating the Kings single-handedly. He's making all the plays happen. He's a fucking savage, and I hate him. I love him, but I hate him, you know? He's the enemy. Anyway, so yeah, let's hop right into it. And what do we got on the agenda today?
So today, our topic is dating someone that no one approves of.
That is big.
It's a big thing.
More on the serious side, too, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, there are a few good reasons. I just want to start out with a disclaimer. There are a few good reasons why... someone could not approve of for valid reasons, like, you know, mistreatment, they're mean, abuse.
Even first impressions are huge.
Well, I'm going to get to that. Possessive, jealous. Like, these are things where I know it's hard to see if you're dating the person. But if your friend does not approve, and those might be some of the reasons, those are very valid reasons. So, you know, I just want to start out by saying that.
Sure.
Put yourself first and, you know. If those are the reasons, you just got to put yourself first and get out. Get on out.
Get out.
But now we're going to talk about if those are not the reasons. Because it's like a, you know.
There's always pros and cons, you know, to everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive right into and see what it is.
Yeah. So my first thing when I think of dating someone no one approves of is...
half my friends.
What do you mean? Your friends don't approve of me?
No, I don't. I fucking hate some of my friends' ladies.
You're like, remember when you met? You met one of my friends' boyfriends, and you were like, "I'm the godfather." I'm like, if I approve of you, what? I approve.
No way. Yeah. First off, I barely like your friends. I like them, but, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Please elaborate. Okay,
I like your friends. Mm-hmm. And, okay, when I say, like, talk shit, I'm just joking, obviously. But I have met some of your friends' boyfriends. Some, at first, were, like, you know, not, like, someone I'd be around. But as time went on, they are pretty cool guys.
And that's one of the things, that's one of my things that I have. Like, what if they're shy? Because I'm a shy person when I first meet people. And I know that there's times where I first meet people and I might come off like very, not stuck up, but I don't know what to say.
Preserve?
My strawberry preserve. I don't know what to say. I mean, yes, I'm always polite. I'm always trying to be nice. But, you know, I don't know how to come out of my shell 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% comfortable. So what if the person is shy and they don't know what to do?
So I used to be really big on first impressions, but as I get older, it's like what you're saying. People might not act their normal self the first time you meet family, friends, whatever. But that situation you're talking about, your friend's boyfriend, when we went on a boat ride, where was it?
Yeah, in Long Beach.
Long Beach. He was cool. So me and all my friends are fucking idiots. So, like, we all take drinks. We took cigars and we, like, got a good buzz. And me and my buddies are like, let's jump in the fucking water, which is, like, 100% illegal. And you could fucking get a ticket fined, or arrested. And my big ass and my two buddies who are pretty fit, we take all of our clothes off and we jump in the water. And we're like... fucking with her friend's boyfriend. Because it's the first time we've all met him, right? Did you guys meet him before that?
No. Mm-mm.
And this guy starts taking his clothes off, but he ultimately he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it like, but you can tell he's like,
he wanted to.
Let's fucking go. And he's been a cool guy. Like, you could tell, you know? Like,
and that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's a good sign of someone like, not that they have to do it, but like being willing to like jump yeah. in. And
yeah. he was super cool. Everyone knows me. I like to like push buttons and ask fucking crazy questions.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, hitting him out of the park. He was cool. He was a cool dude. They're still together. They just bought a house. Congratulations, if you know who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, you guys are in it for the long run.
Yeah, we're happy for you.
Yeah, but he's a cool guy. And but there's other situations where I didn't think your friends, boyfriends or whatever were so cool until time went on. And now all of them are like, we're every time we're together, it's like a blast.
And that's the thing. Sometimes first, like when you first meet them, sometimes you don't click. Sometimes there's other things going on in the background mm-hmm. during the days. There's things that might have happened where it doesn't work out.
I have that written down. Look, give them time to prove them.
You want them to prove don't themselves? Don't change.
Not prove, but like show.
Yeah, show who they are. Yeah. I think it does take a few different like meetings. Not yeah. meetings, but like seeing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing how they, and the most important thing is seeing how they interact with your friend.
Because mm-hmm.
that's the most important thing. Hello, Spice Girls. The number one rule. If you want to be my lover,
you gotta get with my friend.
Friend. My friend. Friendship never ends.
If you want to be my lover, you have got to give.
You got to give.
So tell them what you want, what you really want.
I wanna
really, 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 really. Do people really know the lyrics?
No, I think we all just kind of like...
We say zig is it, ah.
Yeah. Is that not it?
What is it?
I don't know.
Who knows? I used to fuck with the Spice Girls.
Oh, I love the Spice Girls. Who was your favorite?
The white one.
Baby Spice?
Baby Spice.
Baby Spice was my favorite.
Dude. Okay. I was like, I hate the Backstreet Boys. I hate NSYNC. All my friends were like, oh, bye, 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 whatever the
dance. Your friends?
Yeah, when I was young. And I would always be like, that's so lame and so you know what I'm saying? I was a little kid. I was like, that's for girls. And then I fucked with the Spice Girls because my...
So you used to tell them that boy groups were lame.
Yeah, but it was in secret. I liked the Spice Girls. Like, my sister and all her friends were, like, each a Spice Girl. And I was like, damn.
And you wanted to be Baby Spice.
Not be in it, but I, like, fucked with them. I was like, that's so
cool. You'd be Grouchy Spice.
Yeah. I guess I am Grouchy Spice. You asshole. Anyway, yeah, give them time.
Yeah, give them time. It's hard. It's mm-hmm. hard. And I also do want to say, because if you're out of a relationship and you're just starting to date this new person,
mm-hmm.
When they come in knowing you were in a relationship, they know they've got to compete with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's yeah. hard.
Very hard.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that. And then also when you are the person dating someone,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you have to kind of switch between the two. You feel like you're always like, okay, I got to be with my friends. Okay, I got... Like, it's not cohesive.
Yeah.
And that's hard on you.
I think when you have to try to force that, though, like, spending time with different people, it's... Something's off. Something's wrong. So, mm-hmm. you have to prioritize your time accordingly. Especially, like, when you first are dating someone, obviously, you're in the honeymoon phase, so... You're probably going to fall off the face of the earth for a couple months, but then you have to fucking be like, damn, I need to figure it out because I feel like that's when negative shit starts coming. You're away from your friends too much. You're with your boyfriend too much. You need to figure it out
yeah,
to live
a balance.
Stable life. Yeah, a balance for sure.
And that might be kind of too, like, where your friends might come in and be like, hey, what's going on? Because we haven't seen you.
I have that here. Look, evaluate how much time you spend with your significant other.
Yeah, and I read a story of these friends who... I was doing research and I read a story that it was this girl dating this guy and he wasn't really into going out. Mm-hmm. And she kind of figured out, oh, hey.
Keep talking.
She kind of figured out, oh, hey, she wasn't into going out as much as her friends were. And she was like, I kind of actually would rather just stay home. And her friends were like, oh, so because he doesn't want to come out with us, you don't want to come out now.
Yeah.
So it's hard trying to navigate between the two.
I hate when people want to do shit and they're like, can I bring my girlfriend? Or can I bring my... It's yeah, like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
There's a time and a place. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, we've said this before. You need time with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I need time with my friends. And there are good times, too, where we all come together.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a time and a place to be like, hey, my significant other is staying home.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I had to turn the fan off real quick. Hopefully it's not... Did it make a big difference? I hope it wasn't, like, all fucked up. Sounding like a fan. And our baby's just waking up. Okay, next one. Okay. I have one. I don't know if you have this or not, but it's... I wrote down, recognize when friends and family have your best interest.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yeah, when. That means, like...
They know you best.
They know you best, but you could call bullshit if they're just hating, pretty much. If they're supportive, if it's like a real concern, or if it's jealous because they don't have someone. You need to recognize who's having your back and who's not. Because there's people who are just going to hate for no reason. You're going to have friends that are like...
Would true friends be jealous like that, though?
Yeah, but... Yeah. They would. That happens all the time.
I feel like you've experienced this more.
People are just like, oh no, they're not good for you, this and that. It's because they don't have someone or...
Misery loves company.
Yeah, they're just hating. So you need to recognize when people are bullshit and people are real. Like, keep your fucking...
What if they...
Good friends close to you.
Pretend to not like them because they want them for themselves.
That's happened. I'm sure that's happened. I haven't, but... That's happened probably a gajillion times in people's relationships.
Oof,
but
weird.
You just need to be careful when people tell you that they don't like this person or whatever. There has to be a reason why.
I feel like ultimately your friends know you, your friends and family. This is friends and family know you best.
Yeah.
So I have this quote. We all know we're big Sex and the City fans.
Let's hit it, baby.
I have this quote from Big.
That's half me. I'm half Big, half you, and I'm just the perfect person.
You are the perfect person.
I don't have the looks, but I'm like them.
Yeah, you do. Don't sell yourself short, baby.
Okay.
Big says, you're the loves of her life. A guy's just lucky to come in fourth. That's such a good one.
Yeah.
Because she's got three friends.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about you, bro.
Aw.
You're the best.
So much love.
Love is in the air.
Everywhere, look around. Okay, so these are six things to do if you can't stand the person your friend is dating, which has got to be very hard. Have you ever, man, you can't stand?
Yes.
The person your friend is dating?
Yeah.
How did you...
We're not friends anymore. Not because, like, I'm like, I don't want to be your friend. Because they're, like, a person doesn't let them, like, do anything. Like, live.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I'm the guy to, like, hit you up a few times. And then I'm not going to keep telling you, like, let's do this. And you can't do it. Or you have to. Dude, one time I went out to, my friend took me out for dinner. He was my fucking brother. And kept getting calls, and it was like 8 o'clock, and we're at Red Robin eating. He's like, dude, I have to go. And my beer was half full, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, this is strange. Whatever, let's bone out. We're down the road from Red Robin. I'm almost getting dropped off. It was like 8:05, and his lady calls him, and she's like, you said you were gonna be home by 8. It's 8:05 now. Where are you?
Ew.
I looked at him and I was in shock. I was like,
it speakerphone?
No, but you can hear fucking scratching the chalkboard voice over the phone. And I was like, dude, this is too much. Like, I'm not down to I'm not down for that. I don't know. It's weird. And this guy is like my fucking brother from another mother.
That's stressful in your relationship. That's the whole thing. It's like stressful. Like now you feel like, okay, well, I'm not comfortable. Like you feel rushed. You feel like you don't get to spend time with your friend. Like,
and I mean, I do have love for the guy forever. This guy like helped me a lot, but like, I'm not trying to force a hangout, you know?
Yeah, that's stress.
Yeah, that's not
me. Who wants to hang out with someone and feel that way? Yeah, feel like it's on borrowed time.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, fuck that. Mm. But,
I don't think I've ever had... I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever not... Because my friends know how to pick them. Usually.
Usually?
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been... I think there's times where they've dated someone... And I've been like, oh, yeah, he's cool. But then they've later on proved themselves to not be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's ever been a time where I've been like, no, this guy, no, he's not good for you. No, he's not the one.
I think overall you, too, are a supportive person. Even people that are shitty that I'm like, fuck them. You're like, no, let's give him a chance. Yeah,
I feel like you always have to give the benefit of the doubt to the person. You always have to think, hey, maybe there was something going wrong in their day. Maybe something happened. Maybe... No.
I'm the opposite.
This is why we're wearing white and black.
I'm like, if they fuck up like one good time, I'm like, dude, I'll burn any bridge. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah,
I don't need weird negative people in my life.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If there's a point in time where they like show their true selves and like, I'll bring my big scissors out like from Hercules and I'll cut you out. But, no, I'll always try to give people the benefit of the doubt and just kind of, you know.
That's good, Beau.
Yeah, you know. People have hard times sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes, not all the time.
I know. Okay. So, the first thing when you can't stand the person your friend is dating is ask yourself why you dislike this person. So, you got to really dig deep. And see why you're choosing not to spend time with them. Why maybe you don't like them.
Some reasons you may not like them is you've heard about them in their past. Another reason, like I said before, maybe you're just jealous of their relationship.
Or maybe you've seen some things. Maybe, you know, when you're so in love, you kind of have... Goggles on. Love goggles on. Mm-hmm. So maybe you see something... Where your friend is just, they can't see past those goggles.
Yeah.
And you gotta, it's hard as a friend to be like, hey man, this is what I'm seeing. Remember when we went to that party?
What party?
We
went to a lot of parties.
When we were first dating, we went to a party and everyone is having a good time. Like it turned out to be like a rager.
Was it Halloween?
No, it wasn't Halloween because, actually, no.
Okay.
And we kind of got like a little, you were kind of like annoyed. And so when you get annoyed, you say dumb things. Let me roll my eyes into the back of my head right now. And so you knew I was right there and people were talking about, yes, yes.
I remember.
People were talking about having kids and he and I had both already talked about how many kids we wanted. Like we knew we wanted a big family, all this stuff. He was already annoyed with me and he was sitting here and I was here and he knew I was here.
And I didn't know.
And yes. Oh God, that's why he's laughing. Yeah. And someone said like, oh, how many kids do you want? And he side-eyes me.
I don't know if I did that.
Yes, no, you did. And he goes, I don't want any kids. And, you know, we were at a party. We'd had a few drinks. Oh my and, God. Of course, he got what he wanted. And I was like, you said you don't want any kids.
Yeah.
And he hurt my feelings.
She started bawling.
I was bawling because we'd had this talk already. We knew we wanted kids. He knew what
she
he was
knew
doing.
I just said that.
Yeah. And so I was bawling and God, we're so dramatic.
I can't believe it.
I ran outside.
To your best friend.
I ran outside and of course my best friend Becca, always the best, follows after me. And she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I told her. And I was like, he said he doesn't want. She put this in, even she was my maid of honor. She put this in her her speech. Yeah. And she was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I told her, I was like, he said he doesn't want any kids, but we've talked about this. And like, I already know he wants kids. And like, we were planning on this and like all this stuff. And she was like, okay. And then he comes out. And like we start kind of bickering, and she, the best friend she that she is, she looks at him and she goes, "Get out of here! I'm calling the cops."
She says she's calling the fucking cops on me.
Good, as any good. That's why she's the best. As any good friend, She did what she had to do. She knew what she had to do. I would have done it for her. I would do it for any of my friends. You protect those you love.
Listen, I was just barely buzzed. I knew everything that was happening. And in my mind, I said, these people are fucking crazy. This is so crazy. And they were like, no, you're this and that. And I'm like, dude, you're... So in my head, I'm like, I'm going to make the... I love to stir the pot, baby.
Yeah, I always tell him I'm going to get... He's got the biggest pot. Wooden spoon in the world because he loves to stir that pot.
My friends were like with me and they were like, what the fuck's happening? And I said, let me...
No, you're a liar.
I said, let me turn this up a notch, baby.
I started
fucking... I ran down the goddamn street for no reason. And like three of my friends started chasing me. Come on. I was like, yes, this is the worst. And they finally caught up to me.
I was on the corner yelling after him.
This is a fucking soap opera. That is. And then it turned, we made up and then we slept
in the back of my car.
Yeah. But before that, this particular house.
Oh no.
This particular house had a room and we're like, we're sleeping over. Because everyone was like, yeah, you guys can sleep over, whatever. We go in this room that has been preserved for fucking 10 years. And we're like, man, it looks old in here. We jump on the bed, turn the fan on. Dude, the fan has like an inch layer of dust on it. It starts getting in all our eyes. We're like, what the fuck's happening? The girl that threw the party, she's like, you guys can't be in here. Get it. We're like, oh, all right. She yelled at us. So we get out, and it turns out it was like her dead grandma's room. That
oh, it was?
It hasn't been. Was it? Or did I just make
that
up?
No, I didn't think so.
Okay, maybe I made that up. But it was like an old room that was dirty. Anyway, that party was fucking incredible. So we slept in the back of your car.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, there are times when something happens, and as a friend, you just gotta be there for your friend, but...
And yell out you're gonna call the cops for no fucking reason.
That's a good friend. It's a good friend. I do that for any of my friends. Okay. So number two, consider what your friend sees in them. You have to take another point of view in mind, I feel like.
I have that. Look. It says, look at the situation from another lens.
Oh, sorry.
Lens. You like how I use that?
I do. I like it.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you should. You might have to take a step out of your shoes and...
Maybe consider what they're saying. They are people who care about you.
Yeah, and they are people who know, have your best interest in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, number three. Use this as an opportunity to grow.
What do you mean?
Like, for... If your friend is happy, you might have to see, like, okay. I don't like this person, so...
Let me be the bigger person and support.
What can
give
I
them
do?
A chance.
Yeah. What can I look
you
at?
You should.
Yeah.
If you're looking at from the outside, you should consider your friend's happiness. If that if that's what makes them happy, like in the right way, you should be supportive.
Yeah. You can't change yourself. You can't change your friend. You can't change your partner. So all you can really do is change how you respond to the situation. True. So, you know, maybe a little looking back in yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, don't make them the villain. Yeah, because ultimately, this is like the hardest part is when you start trying to complain about, not trying, but when you start complaining about them, that's when your friend gets defensive, I think.
Sure.
You know, they really care about this person, so they get defensive and they might be like, well, why?
Then it's worse, too, if the person looking in tells your other friends and you're like, this guy's not good for them or this girl's not good, and then everyone's like, making them the bad guy, for sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah. Number five is give it time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that, remember? Give time to prove.
Yeah. You never really truly know a person until you really spend a good amount of time with them. So. Yes.
Yeah. And then even that, people change over time. Maybe you don't like them at first, but people grow up. Dude, we were all in our early 20s.
Yeah.
And I don't know, assholes. But as we get older, we don't view things that we viewed the same 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. So give it time, let people grow, let people change, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, even then, in a relationship, you grow together.
Yeah.
So that's why when we first started dating, we've even said this, we've had bad fights.
Yeah, horrible.
We've had bad fights. Hello, with that one night we just talked about. We've had things happen where it, you know, looking in, it could have been like, God, what the fuck? What's wrong with you two? How are you two together? But, you know, look where we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you grow. You grow and you learn.
Still growing.
Yeah, always growing. Always learning. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, our last one is, know when it's appropriate to share your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where maybe if it's truly you feel like they're not the best person, you need to sit them down and have a one-on-one. You need to be intentional in your approach.
Yeah.
So you need to sit them down and don't beat around the bush. You just need to say, like, hey, this is how I feel. How do you feel? Because ultimately, your friend is the one that's in the relationship.
And you should consider your family and friends' opinions. If you really do care about them, your close circle, not like fucking random friends or random people. Your close circle, you should get their true opinions and weigh them. And like, okay, maybe she has a point here or here.
Yeah, they know you best.
But yeah, again, but you need to know when people are just talking shit, you know. There are always going to be people like that, but I think you should definitely, you shouldn't just brush off what people feel. You should definitely consider it. And why are they saying that? Like,
yeah, I feel like I've said it, your friends and family know you best. They have your best, like, your best intentions in mind.
Yeah,
so there has to be a reason, and it doesn't necessarily mean that person you're dating is bad.
Yeah,
but they have a reason for feeling what they feel. So just sit down, hear them out, talk about it.
For sure.
That's all you could do.
Definitely.
Okay. So the next one is when your friends hate the person you're dating, which has got to be very hard.
Very hard. But why? Why are they hating on them? There's a lot of different reasons. But like I said, delegating your time with friends, with your boyfriend,
yourself,
with your family. Yeah, you need time by yourself as well. Yeah. And if you're just always with this person, it could strain all your relationships with everyone around you. That's why we're so open into go do this with your friends, your family.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want, pretty much. Like, we don't really ask you. We'll say, like, oh, can we do this? But it's more like letting each other know.
We never ask each other for permission. We always say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. We don't ask each other for permission, but we ask each other as, like, a consideration. Like, hey.
Respecting each other. Yeah.
Like, hey, is something going on this time? Hey,
yeah.
Do I need to be home at this time? Hey, is, like, do you need me home at this time?
And it might be hard for people who don't do that since the beginning, but we've always been like that. So if you're a person who doesn't really let your partner do much,
I just don't get that.
I think it's not healthy for the long run, and you won't be 100% happy if you're not doing the things you want. You're not letting your partner do what they want. Like, dude, why are you gonna put that on your relationship? It shouldn't be like that. And
because I mean, I've said this before, but ultimately, first and foremost, you've been you.
Yeah.
And then you came into this relationship. You came into this relationship. You came into this parenthood, family, whatever. But you were you, you know, before anything else. So you need to feed into that and, you know, take care of yourself, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, don't change who you are. But like I said before, it's okay to change for maybe 2-3 months because it's the honeymoon phase. But then you need to fucking bounce back
Listen,
I have my life. I have my family, my friends. Some people have their cats and dogs and shit. But don't, dude, Trust me.
Yeah, don't lose yourself.
That's not the way you want to live out the rest of your days on this beautiful planet.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, the next one is hear your friends out. I think you should. If your friends are trying to tell you something, you need to, even if it's not valid to you, you need to hear why.
Yeah.
They need to get off their chest. They're your friends.
Like I said, consider what your family and friends are saying.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they are right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't change. Sometimes people are always fucking assholes and you say, oh, they're changing. I have a friend who says his fucking lady changed for the last 15 years and they're in the same fucking breakup every 6 months and get back together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get sad every day because he's like my brother, but it sucks. People don't change. Sometimes you're not meant to be with this person and your family and friends see that. And it might be hard to say they're right because you're following your heart and your feelings. But anyway, fuck that one. That was a little too sensitive.
So the next one is talk to your partner. I think that's a good one.
You need about to, what? What them, people are saying?
And stuff? Let them know what's going on. And and it's got to be hard to do that without like hurting anyone's feelings. Like you can't. How do you bring it up? Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah, but as a partner, you should be open to what negatives there are, and you should want. If you really care about that person, you should want to prove those people wrong.
Yeah, move forward.
Or make them say like, "Holy shit, this guy is a good guy." You know.
Yeah. Oh, look. It says, but if they're only stirring the pot back, you might want to call a timeout with everyone involved.
I told you some people are just there to fucking fuck shit up and ruin your happiness. Suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's people just say shit to say shit.
Okay. Set boundaries for your time.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. What's it say?
It says, remember that isolating someone from their comfort zone is emotionally abusive behavior.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not just romantic partners who can do this. Friends can do it too. And it's, I think, you know, we have to go from that side too. It might be kind of hard to acknowledge this, but there are times where friends can be the people who are, you know, just trying to be like, hey, no, I want you with me.
Causing
like,
issues.
Yeah. You know, we've been doing, especially if you've been single for so long, you've been hanging out just with your friend for so long.
Yeah, and you guys always have the same shit you're doing.
I feel like that's a Lifetime movie. Oh, give me a good Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting in a relationship could make things uncomfortable for the people around you.
Yeah, when they're so used to the routine.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. The next one is ask them to respect your choices. You might have to tell those around you to, you know, hey, remind, back up a little bit.
Yeah, it's my life.
Yeah.
You need to tell them that. Sometimes you need to learn the hard way. You need to go through what you're going through. Maybe it doesn't work out and you need to say, hey, now I see those red flags. Now I know what's going on.
You got to learn for yourself.
Yeah. People aren't your fucking decision makers in life. Sometimes you need to fail. You need to bounce back and learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. So. That's a good one. Oh, look at you.
This is weird.
Oh, I love you and your feelings. You're cute.
She's saying that because I don't tell her about my
feelings. Never. No. We're all learning together, guys.
Yeah, I feel like I'm dating all you guys watching.
Okay, our last one is bring them together.
That's a good one because I also have, where is it? Don't force togetherness, which is bring people together in like a natural way. Like if you're dating someone and you're always fighting and your family has to get you or you get dropped off and you're always sad or crying.
You've got like the red eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why your family and friends will see it like, dude, this person's a fucking piece of shit. But you need to bring them in normal, natural circumstances, parties, gatherings, barbecues, and let them be natural, normal. See how they treat you or whatever.
I feel like for family, do like a nice, like a barbecue, nice dinner, a nice, like, you know, not even something with a lot of pressure. No pressure. Yeah. A game night, maybe.
Yeah, no pressure.
But friends or even family, like my family, like Get them drunk.
And fill it out. Like, yeah. Sometimes there's gatherings where you don't want to bring them. Maybe it's like a personal brother or sister's party that it's they just want you around. Yeah, you don't force it. Make it natural. So natural is best. And if you force it, people are just going to be like, oh, they're bringing them again or they're always doing this. You want to make them feel like, oh, it's good to see them.
Yeah. Or even your partner might feel like, I've got to dress up for this. I've got to be on my best behavior. And then that's when they feel so stressed out. That's me. Yeah. I would feel like, okay, I have to be so like perfect that I'm scared now to say anything wrong.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are times you have awkward moments. God, I hate that. The new girl, like, oh, being awkward is cute. Oh,
that's everyone now.
So, yeah, like, oh my god, I tripped over this. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so cute. I trip over everything. But no,
so clumsy.
Yeah. Oh, look at me. But no, there are times when you're awkward. There are times when you might say the wrong thing, and just excuse me. That's why I say, you know, there's a time and a place for it, and if there's a time and a place for it, then get them drunk.
Yeah.
Have the true them come out. You'll find out who they are if
you get them a couple of drinks. And
yeah. People loosen up.
Have
and
them
they
in
might
a
need
fun
that.
Environment.
They might need that. They might need to loosen up a little bit, have a little bit of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's it. It's got to be hard to be dating someone that, you know, your
people
friends and family
of,
don't approve
yeah.
of. But you know you.
Yeah,
you know what's
best
for you.
Yeah, for sure. Take into consideration, like we said, what people say or do, but don't fucking shut your whole life off for this person.
That's
not healthy in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, don't lose yourself.
And even though people do that and they end up staying with this person long term, but they're not happy in their life.
Yeah.
And I've known that from friends around me.
No, I thought you were going to say from your own.
No, from like friends around me. And it's sad to see, dude. I get like fucking sad about it because I always... Drake should be our fucking theme song because... This life is like a one-time chance, and why are you going to be in a situation where you're not fully happy? It's so crazy to me that people are like that. But anyway, if you're
the friend, all you can really do is just approach a situation like cautiously. You don't want to lose your friend. I get it. But, you know, you've got their best intentions in mind.
For sure. And if you're dating too, freaking... Tell us. We'll help you walk you through it.
Oh, yeah. If you've got questions, if you need advice, we can all help each other.
Maybe we'll go on a double date. If you're in the SoCal area.
That's a whole other topic.
We'll tell you if they're good for you or not.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have like a checklist. Like.
Yeah, we'll be with our pens and our butt ice right next to
we'll
us.
We'll slide it to you at the end of the dinner.
We'll be in the booth behind you.
Oh, yeah. We'll be listening in.
Well, but
anyway, that's pretty much it.
That's it. So we love you, we miss you, and
we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Yeah, if you've got any secrets or
anything to get off your chest,
advice about a relationship,
I'm looking forward to like funny kids stories or something.
Ooh,
like
I
your
love
kids
it.
Being stupid or like doing something, saying funny things.
I love it. I'm trying to think.
Right anything you want to tell us, we'd love to play it and feature it in one of our Skeletons in the Closet episodes.
I've got a whole notes on my phone of funny things our kids say.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I should like kind of
you should say some.
Pick a few out.
You should call in our own line.
Hi. I'll like change my voice. Hello.
I like that one better.
Ew. Okay. So our phone number is 562-457-0613.
Call us
or we're
you can text as well or DM us, send a video.
Also, we're on Instagram as tricks_no_treats. You could DM us, whatever you want.
Sweet.
Follow us.
Yeah, we love you guys. Yeah. We'll catch you on the flip-flop later.
Bye.